Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Yowoo Ranger podcast, where we provide podcasts that will enlighten your understanding of Yahweh and his plan for mankind's salvation and eternal life. For more information, please be sure to visit yahweh.org and yowooranger.com. Previously, with part one of our multi-part podcast, we covered two of eight proofs for the pre-existence of Yahushua the Messiah. We will now continue and address proofs 3 through 5 for Yahushua's pre-existence. Proof number 3. As we continue with the evidence for the pre-existence of Yahushua the Messiah, we are told regarding Father Yahweh, "You did create all things, and for your will they are and were created." Simultaneously, Yahushua the Messiah is also referred to as the Creator. One should recognize that these statements are not a contradiction. As the book of Ephesians and Hebrews observe, the Father created all things by means of Yahushua the Messiah. Therefore, Father Yahweh was speaking to Yahushua, or Yahweh, when he commanded in Genesis 1:26, "Let us make man in our image." These verses prove that Father Yahweh did the creating, but the statement, "Let us make man in our image," shows that there was another being involved in the project. As a result, the one providing the power and instructions was Father Yahweh, and the one carrying out these orders was his son, Yahweh, who later became known as Yahushua the Messiah. As a result, Yahushua had to pre-exist as an Eloah being, more especially as a member of the Eloi of the Elohim. These two members of the Eloi of the Elohim, who are also called Elohim in the first chapter of the Masoretic text of Genesis, but Yahweh in the Targum versions, created the world and all things in it. If Yahushua the Messiah created the world, he logically pre-existed as the lesser deity and archangel Yahweh. Proof number 4. Yahushua is identified with Yahweh. John the Baptist, for example, while making a direct reference to Yahushua the Messiah, quotes from Isaiah, which states, "The voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the road of Yahweh, make straight in the desert a highway for our Eloi." See Isaiah 40, verse 3. John's comment and his recognition that Yahushua had previously existed reveals that John the Baptist knew that Yahushua was Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh. He calls Yahushua the Lamb of the Deity, whose death, as others reported, was known from the foundation of the world. See the book of John and Revelation. In the Catalonia Hebrew edition of John 1, verse 36, John the Baptist points out, "Behold the angel Yahweh." Indeed, this identification is also revealed by Yahushua's earthly names, Yahushua and Emmanuel. Yahushua means Yahweh saves, for Yahweh was to save Israel, his people, and Emmanuel means El is with us, Yahweh being the El, or Mighty One, of Israel. In addition, Yahushua was identified with the Eloah being, who is called both Yahweh and the angel Yahweh, who was seen by Abraham and other patriarchs. This detail is uncovered by the fact that Father Yahweh is the only being who has always been innately immortal. No human, except for the pre-existent Messiah, has seen Father Yahweh and his actual form or heard his true voice at any time. No earthly man is capable of seeing him because Father Yahweh dwells in unapproachable light. On the other hand, the Yahweh with whom the patriarchs had contact was both personally seen and men heard his actual voice. At the same time, Yahushua claimed that he and Abraham personally saw each other. Accordingly, Yahweh was the Eloah or deity who made the covenants of promise, containing the inheritance of eternal life with Abraham. Therefore, he was the angel Yahweh, and more specifically, according to Malachi 3 verse 1, the angel of the covenant. As another example, Yahushua, while healing a paralytic who trusted in him, forgave him of his sins. In the Hebrew texts of Shem Tov, Yahushua told this man, "In your trust of the El, your sins have been forgiven." While In the Catalonia Hebrew edition of Matthew, it states, "Son, you are having trust in Yahweh. Your sins are forgiven." The Jews who were watching this event immediately charged Yahushua with blasphemy, stating, "Who is able to forgive sins except the Theos or the deity alone?" Yahushua retorted to his adversaries by reaffirming his claim. He told them that he forgave the man in order that, quote, "You will know that the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sins," end of quote. Why was this statement so important? The reason is that the lawful authority to forgive a trespass can only come from a person who has that authority in a legal contract, such as the Torah of Trust or the Old Testament Torah of Moses. For where there is no law, sin cannot be enforced, for sin is the transgression of the law. See 1 John 3, verse 4. Therefore, the Jewish religious leaders recognized that only Yahweh Elohi could forgive the sins of mankind, for it is with Yahweh Elohi that the various covenants were made, beginning with the first covenant, with the first man, Adam. Therefore, Yahweh had direct legal authority over the covenant agreements, especially the covenants of promise, and its legal attachments to the will of the eternal inheritance. The Jews, as a result, were fully aware that both the angel Yahweh, as well as Father Yahweh, could forgive sins. Indeed, only those who have the power to pass on something in a covenant contract can forgive those who sin under that covenant contract. As 1 John 1 verse 9 notes, "If we confess our sins, trustworthy he, Yahushua, is, and justified, so that he will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unjustification." These statements clearly identify Yahushua with the angel Yahweh, who was one of the Eloah beings who made the covenants with Abraham as part of Yahweh Elohi. Therefore, Yahweh could forgive sins against these contracts because they were personally made with him. Our fifth proof offered is the fact that Yahweh, Yahushua the Messiah, was sent by Father Yahweh from the third heavens to do his will among men. Indeed, there are several reports that Yahushua had been sent to the earth by Father Yahweh. Yahushua, for example, states, "For I have come down out of the heavens, not that I should do my desire, but the desire of him who sent me." John 6, verse 38. In the book of Zechariah, we read that one Yahweh will be sent to mankind by another Yahweh. "Sing and rejoice, daughter of Zion, for behold, I come, and I will dwell in your midst," says Yahweh. "And many nations shall be joined to Yahweh in that day. And they will belong to me for a people, and I will dwell in your midst. And you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you." Zechariah 2, verses 10 through 11. In this passage, Yahweh the Son will dwell in our midst. In that day, many nations shall be joined to Yahweh the Father, and we shall know that Yahweh of hosts, that is, Father Yahweh, has sent him, Yahweh the Son, to us. Likewise, in Isaiah, we once more find Yahweh speaking of a greater Yahweh who sent him. Yahweh states, "Come near to me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time of its being there, I was. And now my sovereign, Yahweh, has sent me, and his Ruach. Thus says Yahweh your Redeemer, the Sacred One of Israel. I am Yahweh your Elohi, who teaches you to profit, leading you on the road you should go." Isaiah 48, verse 16. This passage reveals that the lesser Yahweh existed at the beginning of creation, and now his sovereign, that is, Father Yahweh, has sent both his Ruach and this lesser Yahweh to teach and lead men on the narrow road to life. As previously noted, the one being sent is, by definition, less than the one sending him. For this reason, Yahweh is often referred to as an angel, or dispatched messenger, for he has been dispatched by Father Yahweh to give humankind his messages. To fulfill an even greater purpose, this lesser Yahweh, known as Yahweh, later became incarnate as deity and the man, Yahushua the Messiah. Furthermore, as Yahushua himself points out, the servant is not greater than his sovereign, nor a messenger greater than he who sent him. For that reason, Yahushua reports, My father is greater than I. And when someone called him good, he retorted, Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, the deity, that is, the Most High Eloah, Father Yahweh. A servant and a messenger do not go out to do their own work or to send their own message. Instead, they do the work of their sovereign and speak the message of the one sending them. Yahushua, for example, notes, For he whom the deity sent speaks the words of the deity. See John 3, verse 34. Therefore, it is no surprise that Yahushua clarifies his own position relative to Father Yahweh when he said, The Father who sent me himself gave me the commandment of what I should say and what I should speak. He subsequently reported back to Father Yahweh, quote, For the words which you have given me, I have given them. End of quote. See John 17, verse 8. With regard to the work Yahushua performed, he clearly stated that the many good works he showed them were from my Father, and challenged those opposing him by saying, If I do not do the works of my Father, do not trust me. But if I do, even if you do not trust me, trust the works. See John 3, verses 32 and 37. The evidence proves that Father Yahweh had sent the angel Yahweh out of the heavens, down to earth to do his work, and to bring his message to mankind. Since no man has been in the third heavens, where Father Yahweh dwells, this can only mean that Yahushua pre-existed as the angel Yahweh, sent from the third heavens to do his Father's bidding. This concludes part 2 of our podcast, which covers proofs 3 through 5 demonstrating that Yahushua pre-existed as an Eloah being or deity before becoming a human being. Be sure to listen to our final part 3, where we will continue with proofs 6 through 8 establishing the pre-existence of Yahushua the Messiah. Also, for a discussion concerning Yahweh Elohim, please refer to the 3-part article Yahweh or Yahwehs at yahwehranger.com. May Yahweh be with you on your journey to discovering Yahweh's truth.